I'm just standing with Peter at Price's Bakery in Ludlow, and this bakery has been here for over 100 years. They make three different types of sourdough, and in order to make different types of sourdough, you have to have different types of starter. So we're looking around, and Peter, you've brought out some big tubs here of this different starters. What have you got here?
There's a white starter, which we feed with white flour. And there's a rye starter, which we feed with rice starter, and we use them for different breads.
And they look and smell completely. They behave and look and smell completely differently, don't they? I mean, if we take the lid off this first one here, we've got. Can you smell that, Libiana? What does that smell of?
It's sort of vinegary.
It is sort of vinegary. What's that vinegariness,
it's
Peter?
Acetic acid, which the sourdough bacteria give off. It's their waste product, so it does have that sort of vinegary smell, and if you go a long time without feeding it or looking after it correctly, that will build up into a really sort of almost like paint thinners smell, and you think, oh, that isn't good.
It doesn't give a good flavour to the bread, that?
No, it won't, and the yeast won't have enough energy, if you like, to raise a loaf of bread either.
And then, so there's rye flour in there, and then is this the one, that's the one with peri? This is the bread you make with the hazelnuts and the peri?
Yeah, we use that for the pear and peri, and as a straight sourdough, and we also add it into our malthouse bread as well to give it a little bit more flavour and a bit depth of flavour.
And then the second one here, this is the one you use for both the other type of loaves.
We do our pan and levain, our white sourdough with the white, straight white sourdough starter, and we also then use that with yeast with the olive and pumpkin seed cobs and our French style baguettes and crusty cobs.
And it's got quite a gentleness to it. It's sort of a lot more mellow and sort of less vinegar. Libiana, you've got a good nose. Have a smell of that one. Tell me what you think to that smell.
You can still smell the vinegar, or the vinegar, but it's not that strong. It's sort of like, it's not flavourless, but it has. You can smell some flour.
It's more gentle.
And yeah, it's quite gentle and a bit vinegary, a tiny bit.
So, and that's obviously a completely different animal.
It is, but that's also been fed just now with a lot more flour, whereas the other one's only had about 200 grams of flour to it. That one's had about 2 kilos of flour to it, so it's been fed a lot more with just fresh flour.
And so this tub here, how many loaves would you get from that tub?
That should make tonight about 16 loaves, and obviously there'll be some left over ready to feed again for the next day.
So how many of these tubs do you keep in the bakery?
We've only got the two.
Right, yeah. So these are the ones that just keep it going all the time.
These are our starters. At the weekend, this will get bulked up, because we do much more bread at the weekend, this will get bulked up into about 4 or 5 times as much.
So, and your ratios are quite similar to my ratios when you're making a loaf. You're using about 170, 180 grams of starter to about 350 grams of flour.
Probably a bit more. It's probably about... we use 950 grams for two loaves, so 480-odd grams of flour, 390 grams of starter for two loaves, that's 195, and then 545 grams of water as well.
That's fantastic. Well, that's quite... It's interesting that this exactly the same ingredients, flour, water, salts and yeast across the country makes such very different loaves of bread. It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? You can make so much of a variety from just the same ingredients, yes.